I'm Jim Nelson, and I'm joined in the KCSN studios now by Ed Kowalczyk, the one-time frontman of Live, and now with his own sophomore solo album that has just come out a few weeks ago called The Flood and the Mercy. And Ed's playing a show tonight downtown at the Grammy Museum. Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to KCSN.
Appreciate it.
You just came from San Francisco, so your flight was uneventful, I trust.
It was uneventful and not as bouncy as you would imagine with all this wind. So I'm
grateful. Exactly. That's really good news, isn't it? Now, Ed, the first time you and I had a conversation like this was actually nearly 20 years ago now. I was the editor and a writer for a magazine, and I was interviewing you for Throwing Copper, which was the big rock album of the year at that time. And you were right in the midst of what could probably be thought of as a maelstrom of everything going on. And now, 20 years later, you've got some perspective on what that was like. What was that like as you were sort of exploding into popularity?
I think you nailed it with Maelstrom. Yeah, I mean, just incredible. To start, you know, in sort of going out on tour for that second album in clubs and winding up a year later in arenas was, you know, quite a shift in so many ways. And you're right. I mean, I think it took maybe this long to finally be able to look at, you know, the career and say, wow, we're, you know, that happened, you know, and now, you know, moving on into this this phase of my career as a solo artist and how that all those experiences have really served me and have brought me to this place where I am now. And it's just there's a depth to it and a growth that, you know, you hope for. And yeah, incredible times.
Well, that album, of course, certainly sent Live off into the stratosphere with millions of copies sold and number one hit songs and just everything wonderful happening at that time. And we're going to get into talking about your new solo album in just a moment, but you've got a beautiful guitar in your hand. Is that a Taylor guitar? Beautiful.
Taylor T5.
Would you play something from Live for us?
Of course. Lightning crashes and a mother cries. Her placenta falls to the floor. The angel opens her eyes. The confusion sets in before the doctor can even close the door. Oh, I feel it coming back again like a rolling thunder chasing the wind. Forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can feel lightning crashing on your mother's crying. This moment she'd have been waiting for now. The angel opens her eyes. Iris presents a circum, puts the glory out to hide away. Yeah. Wouldn't I feel it coming back again like a rolling thunder chasing the wind? Forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can feel it on my lungs. I can feel it.
I can feel it coming back again. Like a rolling thunder, chasing the wind, forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can feel it, I'm alone. I can feel it coming back, like a rolling thunder, chasing the wind, forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can.
Yeah, I have seen you play that in arenas, in clubs, and it's. I'm here to say that it translates just nicely in an intimate little setting like this. Also,
well, thank you. You and my fans are definitely agreeing these days on this Island Acoustic Tour. It's been a blast.
Perfect. Well, we're looking forward to talking about that a little bit more. That, of course, was Lightning Crashes from the Throwing Copper album, live back in '94, '95. You could not turn on the radio without hearing that song. Right. So, and it holds up really well all these years later. That is fantastic. We're here with Ed Kowalczyk today on 88.5 KCSN. Ed, about 4 years ago, you split away from Live and went solo. Mm-hmm. After having played with Patrick and the Two Chads since middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the same three guys behind you for your whole life, and suddenly 4 years ago, it's a new group of musicians that you're learning to play with. How was that process, that transition of learning to play with new people that, you know, you hadn't played with before?
It was super invigorating. I mean, you know, you mentioned that, you know, the length of the career of the original band, which is amazing, but also, you know, as an artist gets up, you know, sort of got to a point where I wanted to try some new stuff, and you know, the new musicians were a huge part of it. New producers, my producer Jamie Candelora, that I've been working on the last two releases, my EP, The Garden, and this new record, The Flood and the Mercy. He just really revolutionized what I was doing. I have, I've also added Peter Buck of REM to the cast of characters now
that I've been
playing with over the last 4 years. So that's pretty incredible. Dream come true.
You could do worse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in fact, we just mentioned that. I just played a Tired Pony song just before you got here.
Oh, cool.
And mentioned that Peter plays on most of the album,
not
quite all of it. And another friend of KCSN sings with you. Rachel Yamagata's on three of the songs with you. How do you know Rachel?
Well, I met Rachel sort of virtually here because my manager, Chris, he sent me some of her music about a year ago or so. And I just loved her voice. And we were getting back to the sort of end of the process of recording The Flood and the Mercy, and got to a few of the songs and just thought, wait a minute, this would be perfect. Let's ask her. And she obliged and sang on three songs. And then, of course, you know, with Peter. And so it was a really, like, just fun part of the process to get to. So we had this amazing cake and then to just slap this awesome icing on it with those two, I tell you.
Nice, awesome. Nice. We're talking to Ed Kowalczyk today. He was with the one-time singer of Live. He has a new album called The Flood and the Mercy. He's also playing a solo acoustic show at the Grammy Museum tonight. I should say sold out show. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Your new single from The Flood and the Mercy is called Seven. And like so many of the songs that you've written, the lyrics aren't a nice little linear story. They're more splotches of imagery that kind of dance around from different places to different places. What's the process of writing lyrics like that? Can it be choppy or is it linear in your mind? How does it work?
You know, it becomes linear. At least I hope it does. At some point, it starts out kind of splotchy and kind of montage. Like, you know, I'll grab phrases and little hooks and melodies that turn me on or whatever, and then I'll try to string them together at the end. But what I've really noticed over the years is that style. Like, I mean, I played Lightning Crashes just now, and it's similar in that way. And what I've noticed is that after a long time, people are still finding ways to interpret it that they've been able to grow with the music. It wasn't so like, oh, it's about this. It still has depth and everything. It still has meaning, I think. But it just I left it open ended enough, and I try to do that, and it's working. You know, it's people again. They get to grow with it and find new meaning in it over time.
Speaking only for myself, when I hear songs like that. The imagery is far more powerful than any one particular storyline. It becomes about a feeling to me as opposed to an intellectual meaning.
and that's exactly what I'm going for. You know, yeah, I've never really, I don't write lyrics and then say, okay, now it's going to be a song. It's always an emergent kind of process where I just pick up a guitar and start to kind of sing nothing. And then, oh, that sounded like I said this. Oh, let's try that. And then, you know, but it's fun and it keeps it open and you never know what you're going to get.
Well, you've got that guitar strapped over your shoulder.
Do.
You want to play seven
you
for
bet.
Us now from the new Ed Kowalczyk album, The Flood and the Mercy. This is a song called Seven on KCSN.
Seven gallows on seven hills with seven sons, seven hangmen sing the dirge and beat the drum. Take my heart away from this place of no return. Set it far from here in the name of all that's good. How could you leave me this way? It's cold outside. On my knees I pray, how could you leave me this way? The lights are low, fading to black again. How could you get me so high just to bring me down into this valley again? How could you leave me this way? Seven maidens and seven boats and seven seas, black wild ocean, open up and swallow me. I can't find my way with only stars to be my guide. I surrender now, eviscerate my pride. How could you leave me this way? It's cold outside. On my knees I pray, how could you leave me this way? The lights are low, fading to black again. How could you get me so high just to bring me down into this valley again? How could you leave me this way? Could you give me a sign today? How could you hide your sweet face? Am I crying here in vain? How could you leave me in dark nights unknown? They wrap around the sweet soul you gave me. You can save me. I'm gonna stand right here. I'm gonna scream like a little baby. Call me crazy. You leave me this way. It's cold outside. On my knees I pray, how could you leave me this way? The lights are low, fading to black again. How could you get me so high just to bring me down into this valley again? How could you leave me this way?
Kowalczyk on 88.5 KCSN. That song is called Seven, as performed live right here in the KCSN studios. It's from Ed's new CD called The Flood and the Mercy. Now, Ed, there is no song on the album called The Flood and the Mercy, and since the album has almost a biblical proportion, sort of a feel to the name, what were you going for since you didn't choose one of the song titles as the title of the album? And I'm going to go ahead and talk just a little bit longer. Yeah, give you a chance to get back to the mic there.
Well, you know, it started with this amazing image that a photographer named Douglas Saunders took of me here in L.A. actually about a year and a half ago. And it really is a bucket of water being thrown at my face and a really fast strobe and a really technical camera deal. And So I saw the when I saw the image, I thought immediately, like, okay, this has to be like a cover. It's just so cool. And but I didn't have a title. And once the record was finished, I was sort of meditating on the image there and looking at it and coming up with, you know, trying to come up with something. And basically, you know, I mean, the way the record feels and just life in general for me, since I've, you know, stepped out as a solo artist and done all this traveling and all this record making, you know, there's a something about the cover, the image where I'm, the way they captured it was it's really right before my eyes got all red and my contacts fell out and I sneezed and there's this and I'm looking really straight on like this kind of peaceful, you know, calm before the storm or in the midst of the storm. And I thought, you know, that really says a lot about the record and about my life and just how, you know, you get these moments or these periods of catharsis where you, you know, you go through changes and tons of stuff happens. And then, but there's, for me, music has always been this sort of center and this peaceful place that I go to. And I felt like the record captured that. So, and the cover captured that. And so the Flood and the Mercy really emerged from the inspiration I saw when I looked at the cover.
It's really a fascinating photo because clearly you're drenched already in this photo, and yet the picture of you is brilliant because you have not flinched, you know, and so I understand the way you just described it being photographed. I see you flinched right after.
Right
this
at, that was, right before I screamed. Yeah,
it was. It's really an awesome picture. We're talking to Ed Kowalczyk right now, and Ed, let's change directions pretty dramatically here because last week the world lost one of its most peaceful men, perhaps of all time, Nelson Mandela. You have some history with Nelson Mandela. What did he mean to you?
Oh my gosh! Well, the history was very small and you know, short period where I live went over and performed for his 4664 concert over there. I think it was 2000. I want to say eight. Yeah, and it was incredible. It was just I mean, clearly. You know, such an inspirational figure. Everybody's super familiar with his story, but meeting him and getting to just we sat for a picture, and I cherish it. It's in my house. It's this one. There's this. You mentioned this countenance of his, and how he was a peaceful man. That really radiated from him in a way that it's kind of hard to describe. There's a moment where we were spinning on this stage, and well, Peter Gabriel was on the show, Annie Lennox. I mean, it was like so. I was having this incredible experience musically, not to mention. To cap it all off, we stood on this circular stage, and when Madiba came out, or Mandela, he came out and to speak to this stadium full of probably 70 or 80,000 people. And we spun around and actually finished the spinning behind him. And I got this incredible experience of not only hearing his speech, of course, which is amazing, but standing there on stage and really taking in how much impact this human being had. Not only in South Africans, which was clear in the stadium and in that moment, but just on the world and in general, and it was pretty remarkable. But yeah, we lost a great one, and that's. But my little story there was just it was such an impactful moment of my life. I'm sure it will inspire me for years.
Yeah, I can think it. How could it not? You know, how could it not? How about we hear one more song now from The Flood and the Mercy, your new album? What would you like to play for your last tune?
Well, I did a song called All That I Wanted, which is actually features Rachel Yamagata and Peter. Don't have my guitar. Do we have it?
Oh, we got it.
We got it.
I need to turn it on.
So this has Peter and Rachel, and it's one of my favorites, All That I Wanted.
Holding hands across the ages, breaking free of all we are, a mystic cry into the void of love. Sink with me into the kingdom, a banquet set for us to share. Invisible, it lasts forever, I will be there waiting. Deaf and blind and turned to stone. All that I wanted was you. The house was haunted by truth. You left me here to face my fears. All that I wanted was you. All across the great beyond, they shout for freedom and for answers, nearer than the blood it sits unseen. The walls fell down and crushed the city, and in its place a new one rose up from the ashes. Down that road we have to ride. This is the life we dream, we dance, we die. All that I wanted was you. The house was haunted by truth. You left me here to face my fears now. All that I wanted. Yeah, yeah. It's time to lay it down, this heavy load. I'll step aside and cry. Come to me now, come to me, come to me, baby. It's just a dream. We fell asleep now. Rise with me. All that I wanted was you. All that I wanted. The house was haunted by truth. The house was haunted, baby. Left me here to face my fears. When all that I wanted, all that I wanted, all that I wanted was you. All that I wanted, all that I wanted was you.
Ed Kowalczyk on KCSN, All That I Wanted, performed live in our studios. From his new album, The Flood and the Mercy. Sounded great, Ed. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You are playing at the Grammy Museum tonight. I understand there's a Q&A that's happening. What, before the show, you're going to sit down and...
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of an interesting format. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've been doing just the straight shows for a while. So, yeah, I get to talk about the new record and hang out in a very beautiful venue. So...
And apparently, members of the audience get to ask you some questions as well. So hopefully they're prepared with some good questions.
So I hope so.
If you're going to the show tonight, I believe it starts at 8, doors open at 7:30. So if you want to ask Ed Kowalczyk a question about, pretty much anything, right?
Go for it.
Make sure you come prepared with something intelligent. Well, great stuff. Ed, thank you for coming by KCSN. You've got the new album, The Flood and the Mercy, the show tonight. All good stuff. We're glad to have you here and look forward to seeing the show tonight.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ed Kowalczyk, everyone, on 88.5 KCSN.